Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R3's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Sustainability by Kenty Portney is a short, accessible nonfiction work in the MIT Press Essential Knowledge series that explains one of the most widely used and contested ideas in contemporary public debate. Rather than treating sustainability as a single fixed doctrine, Portney shows how the term has expanded from its classic environmental definition into a broader framework used in economics, politics, urban planning, and corporate strategy. The book begins with the influential 1987 Brundtland formulation of development that meets present needs without limiting future generations, then traces how that idea has been adapted and sometimes diluted across different settings. Its purpose is explanatory rather than technical. It helps readers understand what sustainability means, why it matters, and why it often becomes controversial. The result is a compact guide for readers who want a clear conceptual map of sustainability without needing a specialized background in environmental science or policy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from Brundtland to a broader public concept. Portney starts with the 1987 Brundtland definition because it remains the most recognizable foundation for sustainability thinking meeting present needs without undermining the capacity of future generations to meet theirs. The book uses that starting point to show that sustainability is not just a slogan, but an idea rooted in concerns about resource depletion, long-term development, and intergenerational responsibility. From there, Portney explains how the term has moved beyond its original policy context and become attached to many different agendas. This matters because the book is not simply repeating a standard environmental definition. It is analyzing how a once specific concept became a broad public language for thinking about economic growth, environmental limits, and social choices. Readers gain a clearer sense of why sustainability is so widely invoked, and why its popularity has also made it harder to define precisely. The chapter-level logic of the book is therefore conceptual first establish the core meaning, then examine how that meaning changes when used in different settings. Secondly, natural resource limits and the economics of consumption. A central theme in the book is the relationship between sustainability and the use of natural resources. Portney treats consumption as one of the main practical tests of whether a society is behaving sustainably, since resource use cannot be separated from economic activity. The book discusses both collective and individual consumption, showing that sustainability is not only about industrial production or government regulation, but also about everyday patterns of demand, waste, and material expectation. This perspective gives the book a practical edge. It moves the discussion away from abstract environmental concern and toward the concrete behaviors that shape ecological pressure. At the same time, Portney does not reduce sustainability to personal lifestyle change. He places consumption inside larger systems of economic development and policy, which makes the analysis more realistic and less moralistic. The result is a balanced account of how growth and resource limits interact, and why sustainability often becomes controversial when people ask what level of curtailment, if any, is acceptable in order to preserve long-term ecological stability. Thirdly, why sustainability becomes a political conflict. Portney devotes significant attention to political resistance because sustainability is not a neutral term in practice. The book explains that opposition often takes two forms. Some critics question whether sustainability is needed at all, while others accept the idea in principle but reject its costs as too high. This is an important dimension of the book because it shows that sustainability is not only a technical planning problem, but also a matter of competing interests, values, and priorities. Environmental protection may imply regulations, changes in consumption, or limits on development, all of which can provoke pushback from businesses, voters, and policymakers. By including political opposition, Portney avoids presenting sustainability as universally accepted common sense. Instead, he shows how the concept operates inside real disputes over who pays, who benefits, and how much restraint is reasonable. This helps readers understand why sustainability initiatives often advance unevenly, and why policy debates around climate, land use, and development can become polarized even when participants claim to support the same general goal. Fourthly, corporate sustainability and the risk of co-optation. Another major theme is the role of the private sector, especially the way sustainability can be absorbed into corporate language and branding. Portney notes that companies often adopt sustainability in relation to supply chains, efficiency, reputation, or risk management, which can make the concept seem widely embraced while leaving its deeper implications intact, only partially addressed. The book does not dismiss business involvement outright, but it does examine how corporate use of the term can shift attention away from harder questions about resource limits, consumption levels, and long-term ecological responsibility. This is a valuable part of the analysis because it reveals how sustainability can become both a genuine practice and a marketing label. The book asks readers to distinguish between substantive change and rhetorical appropriation. That distinction is especially relevant in contemporary public debate. where many institutions claim sustainability credentials without fully explaining what trade-offs they are accepting. Portney's treatment of corporate co-optation makes the book more critical than a simple overview, since it asks how language itself can be used to soften conflict rather than solve underlying problems. Lastly, cities, policy scale, and the practical limits of implementation. The final major dimension of the book is implementation across different levels of government and in urban settings. Portney discusses sustainability policy at the international, national, and subnational levels, showing that the concept is not confined to one institutional scale. He also emphasizes cities as especially important sites for action, because urban areas concentrate consumption, infrastructure, transportation, and land use decisions. This makes cities plausible models for sustainability, but the book does not treat them as effortless success stories. By mentioning urban planning and noting concerns such as gentrification in related discussions, the broader source material suggests that sustainability policies can create uneven social effects even when they achieve environmental goals. This helps frame the book as practical rather than utopian. Portney is interested in where sustainability can actually be implemented, what institutions are responsible, and what unintended consequences may follow. The book, therefore, closes the loop between concept and practice. Sustainability only matters if it can move from definition into policy design. But real-world implementation always involves trade-offs, coordination problems, and competing claims about fairness. In conclusion, this book is best suited to students, policy readers, urban planners, sustainability professionals, and general readers who want a clear introduction to a term they encounter constantly but often only vaguely understand. Its main value is that it treats sustainability as a contested concept with multiple applications rather than as a vague virtue word. That makes it useful for readers who need conceptual clarity before engaging with environmental policy, corporate social responsibility, or city planning. It is also a good fit for readers who prefer short, readable syntheses over technical or highly specialized treatments. Compared with many books on sustainability, Portney stands out for its focus on definition, institutional use, and political tension. Instead of presenting sustainability as a simple solution to environmental problems, it explains why the term generates disagreement, how it is adapted by different actors, and where its practical limits appear. That combination of clarity, breadth, and restraint makes the book a strong entry point into the subject and a useful reference for thinking critically about sustainability in public life. If you would like to support Kenty Portney, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.